as Marquez's feedback. Huge fan of the work that you guys are doing. And I would love to, you know, if there are ways to help you guys in additional phases to partner with either local universities or other ways to help with design and like thinking through some of that, you know, please let me know. I think this is really wonderful, meaningful work in the community.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Ms. Beebe. Are there any other questions, comments, or feedback for Ms. Evans on Malcolm's point?
I had a question. I was just kind of looking at the map, making sure I was clear on the location. It's right by Billy Day, correct? The old and new Billy Day?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct.
Is there any, just out of curiosity, is there any like collaboration or, I don't know, with Billy Day to maybe offer some stuff for the kids to do or anything like that?
Yeah, so we had some initial conversations with Hunter Reins and some others to have opportunities for the kiddos to learn cooking because, you know, she can cook. So there's opportunities there. And also the Dade, the old Dade building committee to make sure we see that that building and space be utilized for the best benefit of the community. And so there's talks about having some type of educational piece, like a career center or something like that, so skills trade. And so we would love to have the opportunity to connect that potential project with South Fair and be able to offer skills training for the businesses that, you know, will occupy the spaces.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Okumuwa. Are there any other questions, comments, or feedback related to Malcolm's point? I've got a few questions, Ms. Annie. Can you speak to on the financials as it relates to the cash flow? Will Malcolm's Point actually have a lease, and I believe Aunt Auntie's have a lease as well? Is that where the cash flow is coming from? Can you speak to?
Yes. Yes, there will be leases. Is that what you asked?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Aunt Auntie's, have they executed a lease or put in an LOI? Can you talk to us, speak a little bit about where we are in that process? I know that's a condition of you know what we're doing here, but if you could just speak to the process that you've gone through with them and maybe some of the other folks that you've talked to or about phase one. You have to name individual names, but if you could just tell us the, you know, the types of groups that you're talking to and the commitments that you have from them, or the interest that you've had from them, given that this project is about to come online. Can you speak to any of that stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. So we've had a lot of interest in the project as far as potential tenants. A lot of folks just want to be in South Dallas and be near Deep Ellum, downtown, things like that. So it's been hard to solidify leases because we've had a number of delays with the project. But as far as on our way, she is on point. I actually talked to her this week because I knew this meeting was coming up. She is still excited and ready to occupy space. And due to the fact that the parking regulations have changed, she can even occupy more space at this point. So she's excited about that. We've always continued to have those open lines of communications with those potential tenants. So we have a salon owner. She's actually a homeowner in our Fairport Estates development. Her salon is now in Louisville. She definitely wants to bring it closer. So she's looking at about 1,200 to 1,800 square feet for her. We have a couple of caterers who are wanting to have a face for their catering business. They'll sell some things, you know, out of the storefront, but also in the back. They'll be able to manage, you know, their catering business. Once again, South Fair is permanent office spaces. We've talked to a couple of lenders. You definitely can't open up a bank all willy-nilly, but they can open up loan offices inside, you know, wherever. And so that's a shorter process. So we've been talking to them about that as well.
Okay, thank you. Sounds like a lot of great interest and activity there. Can you speak to the number of jobs created, and also on the in terms of who you'll be using for some of the services? Is there any MWBE representation? Kind of how did you process?
Yeah, as far as the jobs created, I think we, I can't remember what we put on the application.
You said four, you had four full, I broke down. Hold on, I have it in my notes. Mm-hmm. It's seven in total, and three of them, I think, are new and four are retained. Does that sound right? That is what the application said.
And we are you referring to South Fair?
South Fair, correct.
Yes, that's correct. Thank you, Heather. And what was the second part of your question?
Relating to the contractors and kind of going through that process of who you're going to use. I presume you've already picked, you know, who's going to be doing the work, and are those folks from the community? Can you speak to a little bit about some of the partners that you're working with on this project?
Yeah, so RGC, HY Construction, is partially owned, it's a male and female, but so partially woman owned. And also we talked to them about utilizing some contractors that we've used in the past. So it's like a concrete guy. He's really good. He's an older black gentleman. We talked about incorporating his business. It's another guy that does, he has a dump truck and he wants to get in on the work. And so he's trying to get in partner with us, but also he told us about, you know, his wanting to help out with that. And so our contractor, GC, definitely knows to incorporate those folks. We've talked about it, and those slots are open for that.
Okay, Ms. Evans, thank you so much for Mr. Marquez.
Can you repeat, Ms. Evans, the construction company you said you're gonna be using?
H1.
Thank you.
And I want to say this too, we went through a number of rounds to get a GC for this phase one project. And the nature of it is, it's too small for the, you know, smaller, big guys, and it's too big for the smaller guys. And so our project kind of fell in the middle of the interests of various GCs. So it was a challenge to get a GC and get those numbers down. But that was another challenge, getting those numbers down a little bit under $3 million to kind of make this project work.
Okay, sounds great. So you've got an architect solidified, you have a GC that you vetted that's solidified, and I presume that the numbers that you presented are based on the actual construction numbers as it relates to cost. So when do you anticipate this project getting underway as we stand now, Ms. Evans?
I'm assuming today, you know, goes smoothly, and if it goes on to council, like Heather estimated November, we'd love to start at January 1. That'd be awesome.
What's the estimated time of completion, would you say?
6 months, 4 to 6 months.
Okay, is it realistic to assume that if all goes well, you can be open and operational by the end of next year, roughly?
Oh, yes.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, if we're going to start January, I'm looking at summer open and operational, but definitely by the end of next year.
Okay. Mr. Marquez?
Do you have a projection move-in date for South Fair?
We'll aim that closer to when we kind of get through construction, but we're flexible. We're literally not even in a contract with our current lease space. And so even though we've been working on this for a while, he's a great landlord, so 30-day notice for him, and we're out of there.
Thank you.
Any other questions, comments, feedback on Malcolm's point, or questions for Ms. Evans?
Chair, I have a question for Ms. Evans.
Mr. Enriquez.
Ms. Evans, just for clarity, you're saying about 6 months for completion of phase one or full project?
Phase one.
Perfect, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Enriquez. Any other questions, comments, or feedback on Malcolm's point for Ms. Evans?
Yes, just out of curiosity, will the tenants be charged a market rate, or will it be something different?
Right now, Heather, correct me, I think it's at 24.
It's a little higher than that.
25.
28.
Yeah, I'm sorry, 28. And so that's market. There's no no discounts there. Definitely for those organizations that need, we look to the city of Dallas and those different programs for entrepreneurs that they can assist them. So.
And just for clarity, that you're talking about $28 a square foot, is that just for clarity?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Does that answer your question, Ms. Kumoba? Okay. Any other questions, comments, or feedback on Mountain's point, or questions from Ms. Annie Evans?
I mean, exciting opportunity. Any gaps, anything that you, any other gaps that you need outside of this piece that we're working on? Any other things that you see that you could need, phase one or phase two?
Definitely, we hadn't looked at phase two in detail. We were waiting on the zoning to get approved, and that has been approved, so we'll look at that. We'll definitely be coming back to you for phase two.
Awesome.
Thank you, Ms. Hughes. Are there any other questions, comments, or feedback from anybody regarding Malcolm's point?
Chair, I have a question for Ms. Lesbica.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, okay, sorry. Butcher the last name, I apologize.
LaPesca,
yeah. Ms. LaPesca, looking at the proposed funding, I know this is just for phase one, 2.5 interest rate with a 10-year term. As us taking the first lien, can you give us a little bit more details about that? Just because I know you seem confident. I know you're confident about that, and I love information because it's a lot more. But can you give a little more details just because this is a big part, a chunk of money that I've never given on this board, so I'm just curious about that.
Yeah, it is a large chunk of money. It's $1 million, but the benefit is because you're the senior lender, it's in your senior lien position. So we will have the first lien on the property, and you know, both our internal review and the underwriting review that indicated there's plenty of cash flow to make this work. And also running the construction management process through that construction management account makes the draw process, there won't be construction liens, all of that will make it a much smoother process. We're not paying for any acquisition. Everything that we're doing is improvements. So it's basically, you know, we're mitigating the risk that the project doesn't get built by going through this much more formal process. Does that help?
Yes.
And also, just an answer to your question about the loan, the interest rate, right? So the bank was at 8.5%, and that was not sustainable for this project. We initially actually offered 3% because the deal could make it work at 3%, but Annie suggested at 2.5%, they have a little more breathing room, a little bit more flexibility, may be able to adjust some of the lease rates, so that's why we ended up at 2.5%. But I also think, especially given the size of this loan, it's really important that you have money coming back in, right? Like, this is a big chunk of money, so you want that revolving back in. And the Opportunity Fund does have cash to support this, and so I think this is the board's position would be that we want the money in the community at work. So that's kind of how we ended up where we are on this.
Okay, and the loan size is based on an LTV of 100%? Just want to make sure we're clear about that. Okay, yes, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Marquez. Any other questions, comments, or feedback regarding Malcolm's point? One last question related to that, Ms. LaPesca. Is this fixed rate debt or floating debt?
It's fixed for the 10-year period, and then it would balloon or she'll refi or something like that at that time. But it's fixed for the
Understood. So based on the other financing that was available, this project would not be possible at the interest rates that were offered by other potential lenders. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions, comments, or feedback on Malcolm's point, Ms. Sims?
Do we have a ballpark figure on how much that monthly loan would be to repay the loan?
I can get that for you. Just a second, let me see if it's in my little spreadsheet.
While Heather's doing that, are there any other questions for Ms. Evans that anybody may have? While Heather pulls that information up. Ms. Evans, can you speak a little bit about phase two? What do you anticipate the timing of that to be, assuming all goes well?
Okay. So as far as phase two, we see that if I would say probably spring or close that, around that time, we'll be ready to start, but that's assuming all funding, you know, be in place.
Spring of when?
2020, next year, 2025.
For phase two?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's a potential start date, but that's, you know, assuming funding is in place by that time.
Let me run that. I'll get it to you by the end of the meeting. But I have to do a couple of plugs on that.
Okay. Aside from that, are there any other questions, comments, or feedback for Ms. Annie Evans regarding Malcolm's point? Okay, hearing none. Is there a motion?
Motion. Moved.
Second.
Yes, did it well.
So moved by Mr. Hughes. I heard a second by Ms. Peavy. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Loan's approved.
Yay! Thank y'all. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Looking forward to the project, Ms. Evans. Great work that you guys have been doing at South Fair CDC for a long time. So I'm looking forward to this project coming to the community and being transformative.
And yes, that's the plan. Thank you from staff and board. We appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. Next agenda item. We'll move on to agenda item number 7, which is a subcommittee update from the marketing subcommittee. Mr. Carl Enriquez, I will turn it over to you.
Good evening. So today we have an update on a couple of different topics from our marketing subcommittee. The first item being our South Dallas Bird Park Opportunity Fund board tour. So some information about timing, business tour, and also community events taking place during that month. And then lastly, just some ideas that we had in our last meeting on ways that we can engage in outreach in the community. Next slide, please. So first things first was discussing potential dates for the tour. We had 4 potential dates, October 4th, October 11th, October 25th, and November 8th. You'll notice there that October 4th is stricken through just simply because it's this Friday. But all these dates are specifically Friday. So these dates, we would need to let one date this meeting and to lock that particular date in for our tour. The board tour would focus specifically on 3 local businesses in the area that would fall within our zip code / census tracts central to our fund. So they would either be businesses that are currently funded by the South Dallas River Park Opportunity Fund or have been funded in the past. And then a couple of businesses that we slotted in discussion were After Eight to Educate, Abide Health Services, Cornerstone Crossroads Academy. Again, these were kind of pending that we can lock in the tour and have those agended for that time frame. Some additional ones that we also discussed were Dog Life and Dallas Examiner, pending that the other 3 weren't able to facilitate a tour for us on that specific date. So we even went as far as putting together some additional tour logistics just to kind of have a framework of how we would utilize our time and make sure we use it efficiently. We would look to schedule to depart from City Hall here at 10 a.m., arrive at our first business tour After Eight to Educate, then go to the next one, Cornerstone Crossroads Academy. We would do lunch at Tupadnas. Which was a business that was previously funded by the board as well, and then end up at Abide Health Services. We mapped it so that way we kind of concurrently flow to make the most efficient usage of our time, targeted from a time frame between 10 a.m. to about roughly 2 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, inclusive time frame for lunch. From a transportation standpoint, we discussed exploring the utilization of council vans. I think Ms. Lopesco was looking into seeing if we could utilize those. If not, that wasn't an option. We would likely need to carpool amongst ourselves to be able to get to the different businesses. And the last piece was putting together, compiling a one pager that had the agenda for the day and a couple of bullet points per each business on mission, vision, values, and when they were funded or how much we funded in the past. Any questions about the board tour specifically? Hearing none. Mr. Marquez?
Aye.
Mr. Marquez first, and then Ms. Peavy, I heard you second.
Just curious on the dates, because I know it was October 4th, it's already crossed out. Is it more just because we have to get on the books, right, and confirm with everyone here, and then, of course, make sure it's okay with the logistics of the businesses that we'll be visiting? Can you talk a little bit more about if they've been already contacted and or we're waiting for us to see the dates?
That's exactly right. So we needed to firm up a date here as a board. We've preliminarily reached out just to make sure that these businesses would be on board with facilitating a tour for us, which yes, most of them have. So the next piece is just solidifying, what date we want, so that way we can circle back to make sure that those dates specifically work. And if they don't, then we have some backups in line to be able to slide in.
Thank you.
Ms. Peavy?
I was just going to say that it feels very thought through and intentional, and thank you for that. I mean, I look forward to joining.
Big shout out to Commissioner Sims and Commissioner Kumawa, as well, as they really gave a lot of input to make sure it was thought forward, because the intention was to make it as value added as possible. So thank you for that.
Thank you for those comments, Ms. Peavy. Any more questions, comments, or feedback for Mr. Enriquez in the marketing subcommittee? Mr. Enriquez, do you know if we can get some confirmation on the transportation?
Yes, sir.
Maybe you can speak to that. And then also the second part of that question is, how would you like to go about solidifying a date from the board? Is it a poll, or what would you have in mind there?
Hoping to go around today and lock in a date at our meeting today, so that way we can then proceed forward and discuss with the businesses to make sure those things are in line, those dates are in line. So if we could lock that date today, that would be ideal.
Ms. Lopez, can you speak to the transportation aspect?
I'm gonna let Della answer that, because she was the one coordinating with them.
Okay, so for those online that may not be able to hear Ms. Love, what she said was there is an inquiry into using council vans. At this point, they're typically only used for council, but they are checking to see if in fact there's flexibility there to be able to allow us to use council vans. So as we get information on that, that'll be shared. Are there any other questions, comments, or feedback? If not, I'll turn it over to Mr. Enriquez to nail down a date or solicit a date from the board.
Chair, before we turn it over, if we can't do council vans, perhaps we can check into park and rec vans.
Okay. Ms. Lowe, is that something that you'd be able to check into for us? Okay.
I will just note that the issue with all that is a driver.
Yes.
Okay.
And 15 passenger vans are not for the faint of heart to drive, especially in narrow city streets. So just keep that in mind as well.
Okay. Ms. Lowe, would you be able to help us with the trying to find a driver, or how we need to handle that, given, assuming that we could get a van?
Park and rec, see what their move for
who typically drives the council vans when security? Is there any way to, that they somebody from security could perhaps? Okay, understood. So for the folks online, the only way you can get a driver for the council van, it has to be a council member on that van. So we'll keep working through logistics and time of transportation on that. Any other questions?
I was just gonna say, if we meet, I'm happy to drive. I do have a somewhat small car, but I'm happy to, I think I can fit like four people. So,
thanks for volunteering.
I know that we would love to have a van and that would be great, but if not, then we just need to make it happen. I'm also just volunteering now.
I too can facilitate, Mr. Chair. In the event that we're not able to find a van, I too can facilitate transportation.
Okay, my vehicle. Thank you for that, Mr. Enriquez. And thank you for volunteering, Ms. Peavy. Mr. Marquette, did you have a comment?
I can also volunteer. My wife's truck has the seatings for eight or seven. So.
Okay. So it sounds like we've got transportation settled. Mr. Enriquez, I'll turn it over to you to facilitate nailing down a date.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We listed out four dates, October the 4th, October the 11th, the 25th, and November the 8th. Obviously, October the 4th is very, very close, so that one would not be ideal. I did have it in here just because it was discussed during our subcommittee meeting. I'd like to solicit some input from the board to see what date would be ideal, the 11th, the 25th, or the 8th.
Can you repeat this?
Sounds great.
It's the October 11th, 25th.
Thank you, Brent, sorry.
And November 8th.
It is on the screen.
I'm available the 25th and the 8th.
I'm available the 11th and 25th.
The 25th, gives us just enough time to prepare just in case. So I'd recommend the 25th as well.
Three for the 25th so far. Mr. Dawkins as well.
I'm good on the 25th as well. Perfect. Still works.
I have jury duty the day before, assuming that I am not selected. I'm good for the 25th as well.
Perfect. Time of works for me also. Excellent. Getting a majority of the 25th, so we'll lock in the 25th as the date, and as a subcommittee, we'll get started on locking in those particular businesses to make sure that we have slotted time frames.
All right. Thank you very much, Chair Enriquez, for your work and the marketing committee's work on quickly pulling this together. Thank you for that. It should be a great tour. Is there any other business? Is there any other questions, Mr. Rodriguez?
I've got one more item from a subcommittee standpoint, if I may. Another discussion point during our subcommittee meeting was just ideas for marketing outreach. And we came to about three primary areas. The first area being tabling and community events. Brainstorming around ways that we could, get information out into the community on what, our fund initiatives are, how we look to fund, just all around education. These would be in the form of like setting up a booth at, like a given event. We came to a general consensus that one event per quarter would ensure that we wouldn't be spread so thin and could be really intentional and effective in the planning as well as the execution of that event. And of course, it would be focused on events happening inside of our South Dallas Fair Park Opportunity Fund zip code/census tracts. Some events that we would target would be cultural/community focused as well as business community focused, being that we fund nonprofit and for-profit businesses. Some call outs that we had in the discussion were that any events that might require transportation costs would need to come from the South Dallas Fair, from the fund's budget to be able to cover those costs. So that being said, members of the board, as the year progresses, right now we're gonna start talking about Q1. If there are some events that you feel would be really great events for us to take place, please feel free to forward that information to myself or any members of the subcommittee, or join us for a subcommittee meeting so that we can discuss those particular events and vet them. The next piece of information was, you know, like focusing on connecting with and soliciting feedback from past applicants or fund recipients. Wanted to understand, you know, what their process was like. Was it straightforward? I think as a board, over the course of the year, we've been discussing there needing to be more clarity in some of our application processes. So, you know, in an effort to really ensure that we are marketing, you know, our fund and the features of it correctly, we thought it very important to solicit feedback from, you know, individuals that have received funds in the past. Wanted to know, hey, was it straightforward? You know, what were some optional versus required items in the past that they had to submit? And in the spirit of something that Mr. Dawkins mentioned earlier of, you know, being efficient with moving through the process as much as possible, how can we pull that information in as part of our marketing initiatives? And then the last piece there from an outreach standpoint is connecting with neighborhood leaders. To seek opportunities to build connection with influential leaders in the South Dallas Fair Park area. That way we can, you know, focus on making the fund more approachable and more informational and educational for individuals seeking gap funding.
Excellent. Does anybody have any questions, comments, or feedback for Chair Enriquez? Anything that you have for Mr. Marquez? Ms. Marquez, I'll go first, and then Mr. Young, or Mr. Hughes, please.
Is there a way that you guys can share these slides? Just because I didn't see them on any of my presentation. Other than that, great work, subcommittee. Carl, thank you, subcommittee chair.
Thank you, Ms. Marquez.
Yes, those slides can go up.
Mr. Hughes?
Yeah, no, I just wanted to applause Mr. Enriquez for what you're doing with your subcommittee. You guys have thoroughly thought through your mission as a subcommittee, and then taking the time to get together and do this. So much applause to you and the your committee. Awesome.
Thank you, Mr. Hughes. Thank you for those comments, Mr. Hughes. Any other questions, comments, or feedback for the marketing committee, subcommittee?
I've got something. Brady from the City Attorney's Office. And this is just something I've been thinking about sitting here listening to you guys talk about the tour. Just a reminder, the Texas Open Meetings Act will apply. So much like the retreat, it had to be posted, but keep that in mind. You know, this is not going to be like that. It's a little more informal. You know, for example, like a lunch would be permitted as long as you're not discussing city business. So I'm hoping and assuming that it will be more of like a presentation to you instead of a discussion back and forth between businesses and, you know, decision making, that sort of thing. So just it's a very fine line you have to remember to walk. So if you have a question, you can get those to Chair or Heather and to me, and we can discuss. Thanks.
Thank you for that clarity, Mr. Brady. Now, you said that they would need to be posted if
it's... No, I'm...
I don't believe we did.
We didn't. I would anticipate that it would be posted kind of with the times that we think we're going to be at the stops. There's not going to be any decision. There's no voting on it, so it would look like a subcommittee briefing, but it's really as an FYI, this is what the board is doing.
I understand.
But I definitely am looking into this a bit more, you know, hearing about this and how it would be functioning, because, I mean, it has to be in a publicly available location where members of the public can come and witness and, you know, be present just like any other meeting. So I need to look into this a bit more because I think this is a very unique situation where we have, you know, going out to the public instead of at City Hall. So, of course, it's during business hours and like that sort of thing, but I need to look into this a bit more just to make sure to, you know, provide you guys with the right guidance on ensuring that Texas Open Meetings Act is followed.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. And how long do you think you need to give us feedback on it, given that we're trying to nail down the 25th?
Right, I can by the end of this week. I can
okay.
find out some information or some guidelines, some suggestions, that sort of thing. So that's just my concern right now, is thinking about that, and I want to look into that a bit more just to see kind of the options that you guys have and kind of carry out the tour.
Understood. Okay, thank you. We'll stand by for further feedback on that. Are there any other comments that anybody or questions that anybody has for the marketing subcommittee? Are there any other questions, comments, or feedback on anything else that we covered this evening or concerns? If not, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. So moved.
Moved by Ms. Enriquez. Second.
Second.
Mr. Marquez, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you very much, everybody. This meeting is adjourned. Good work. We will see you all in a few weeks. Thank you.
Bye, y'all.